This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can be of assistance and you have some questions about what's going on right now or maybe some problems you had during this past season, give us a call. It's toll free. The number here is 855-660-4261. In the first hour of the program, we talk about planting bulbs in your yard and in your garden. Now, if you've never forced bulbs, other than maybe paper whites that you grow in a container of white stones like marble chip or some marbles or something like that, all of the bulbs that you can grow in the garden can be forced and brought into the house to give you some color. And when they're done blooming, you allow them to mature, and then you plant them in your garden, and they'll come back the following year. Now, this is what you do. You would take plastic pots. So some old pots that you bought that maybe you got some perennials or a shrub, some annuals in, and you wash them. And the way that you sterilize a pot or a container is to take a big tub, add some bleach and some water. And I use a quarter bleach with, let's say, 5 gallons of water. Dip your containers inside, and that will clean them and sterilize them. Let them air dry. Put a little bit of soil in the bottom. Set your bulbs in the container. And remember, your tulips, the flat side is up against the wall of the pot. And then you cover them with soil, give them a good drink, and put them on the floor in your garage. Put them on the floor in your tool shed. If you have a crawl space in your home that gets no heat at all, put them in there. And leave them in there for, if it's a small bulb, 8 weeks. If it's a larger bulb, like a tulip or a daffodil, it's going to take 12 weeks. So if you pot them up now, November, December, you can have crocuses, grape hyacinths, in bloom in December, in February. And if you want to do tulips or daffodils, it'll be March. But it's easy. You just pot them up with some good potting soil, like black gold. You keep them moist during the winter on the floor in your garage or tool shed. If you have bulkhead stairs that go into your basement, put them on the stairs. They'll stay nice and cold in there. And after the 8 to 12 week period, you bring in one pot at a time, and you'll have beautiful flowers that you can transplant later on in the spring so that they'll bloom next year in your garden. Let's go to the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Bob from Manchester, New Hampshire, and he has a chipmunk problem.
Okay, Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Paul, I have a chipmunk problem that I can't seem to rid myself of. I've been trying to trap them just with sunflower seeds and peanut butter, with a larger mouse trap, and also a bucket of water with sunflower seeds with a board leading up to the bucket of water. Mm-hmm. Not much luck there either.
Right. This time of the year, they're doing a lot of digging. They're not coming out as often. But there is a product that works very, very well. It's a new product. It's all organic. And the name of the product is called EverGuard. EverGuard. And what you want is their small animal repellent. And we did a lot of talking about this product this past spring. And because there was an overabundance of chipmunks right around the foundation of your house, they were eating your hosta, they were eating your daylilies, and getting underneath the walkways, and all of a sudden you'd walk on it and it would collapse. Well, I'll tell you, this is a good product. And everybody that used it in the spring, in the early summer, they emailed me back, or they even called on a radio and said, Paul, they've disappeared, and we haven't had a problem. And we even had several people now that have called and emailed me to tell me that they have sprayed around their home, around their garage or outer buildings with the same product, and they have not had any rodents come into the house for the first time in several years. But it's called EverGuard Repellent for Small Animals. And let me give you the phone number.
Sure.
The number is 877-771-3337. And we had a problem with mice 3 years ago. We ended up trapping over 120 that came into the garage and into the house. And we sprayed the foundation, and we sprayed where the house sits on the foundation with the EverGuard. And it has kind of a lemon, lime, it's a nice, pleasant smell, but they don't like that type of a fragrance. And we sprayed it in the basement. The basement smelled beautiful. And up until now, and we usually have them by now, we have not had a mouse in our basement. And in the garage, nothing also. So, but it's called EverGuard Small Animal Repellent. They sell it in a mister. If you have a small area, or in a concentrate that you can put in a pump sprayer, and it works great.
Paul, can I have a quickie follow-up? That's fine. I'm also out there working in the yard. Should I even bother to put down grass seed on some loam that I've prepared for the spring, or just wait? I know it's not going to germinate. I just didn't know if I should even put it down.
Yeah, I would not at this time. The reason is you still have birds around, and the birds are going to eat some of that seed. You have chipmunks and squirrels and mice, and they're running around the yard looking for a place to stay for the winter. And if they come across the seeded area, they're going to eat it. And if we have a really wet winter that turns into ice, then the seed will get locked up in the ice, and it will expand the seed and rupture it, and your seed will end up dying. So wait until April. Put down the seed at that point. The ground is getting warmer and warmer every day, and you'll have a better germination without the problems that you would in the fall, that's what's left of it, and the winter months.
Thank you, Paul.
I thank you, and believe me, you'll have a much, much better result.
Okay.
And have a nice holiday. Isaiah, who's up next? We have open lines, so that if you have a question, don't be shy. Give us a call, and we can help you out. If you planted any new broadleaf evergreens, azaleas, number one, boxwood, holly, use an anti-desiccant spray. If we have a winter like last year with very little snow and you don't treat your newly planted azaleas and you live Boston north or west, they're going to freeze.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property, not sure what to plant, need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio, call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Cotton Club, and if you need some help, don't be shy. Pick up the phone and call 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Peter from Cape Cod, and he has a question about his daisies.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy holidays to you.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question on my Montauk daisies. They're probably around 8 to 10 years old. They have two up front, and they're getting so big that they're starting to bend over and crack. Can I cut those back?
Yeah. Well, I have three in like a triangle between my driveway and the walkway, and like you, they've gotten to be tall over the years. And last time this happened, what I did is I cut them down to about 18 inches now, so that they wouldn't break with the weight of the snow, or when I shovel the walkway and I throw the snow on top of them, it doesn't break them. And then in the spring, in March, when we see that the days are getting nice, I cut them down to 6 inches. In April, I feed them. And by the time we get to the fall, they're like 2.5 feet tall. They're a lot bushier, and they're not drooping and falling all over the place.
Okay, good. What are you fertilizing them with?
I use either Garden Tone or Plant Tone fertilizer. They're all organic, and you use it twice a year. I use it once in April, then they do it again in July, early August, and it really helps them to bloom heavy in the fall.
Okay, fine. Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
I thank you, and you have a nice holiday.
You too, Paul. Thanks very much.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
One thing I would like all of you to do, if you have a snow blower, start it just to make sure that it works. And get yourself a tank full of gas so that you can refill the tank, because it could be one of those winters with a lot of snow. And when you fill the tank, ask the people at your snow blower or lawnmower store for a product that you can put into the gas tank, and it will absorb moisture that will build up in the gas when you get a hot day and a cold day in your garage. And that way you don't have a problem with bad fuel and your snowblower not working correctly. So put the fuel product into the tank, fill it with fresh gas, get it started, check it all out, oil wherever it needs it, with WD-40, and that way you're ready to go. And your shovel, oil that when you get ready to go out, especially if it's sticky, heavy, wet snow, with some PAM, just regular everyday PAM. If it's a metal blade, spray it. And that way the snow doesn't stick, and as you throw it, it all goes. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Liz from Cape Cod, and she has a question about her plants.
Liz, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a confused agapanthus. It's in about a 10-inch or, well, maybe a 14-inch high clay pot, and I put it out for the summer. When I came home in March, it bloomed, one beautiful big purple bloom, and I left it out all summer, and I brought it in about a month ago, and it just gave me one more beautiful, large, baseball-sized bloom.
Wow.
And now I don't know what to do with it for the winter.
Okay. Agapanthus, I love. It's like a allium plant.
Yes.
Or a
yes.
Garlic flower. Put it in a sunny window. It doesn't have to have sun all day, but it has to have bright light. You want to feed it on a monthly basis with either the Organica Grow or the Neptune's Harvest Fish and Sea Fertilizer. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Olga from Cape Cod, and she has a question about garlic.
Olga, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What can I do for you for garlic?
Good morning, Paul, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I planted my garlic, and it's up about 5 inches, and I wanted to know when I should mulch it, you know, with the pine needles and mulch.
I would do it now, because you never know what's going to happen with the weather, especially this year. You know, one day it's cold, one day it's hot, and it's changing so quickly now. I would put it on, and what's going to happen by you putting the pine needles or some straw on it, it will hold the heat, and that will help the roots to grow even bigger, because you've got that insulation layer on top of the ground, and it will help the bulb to be even further along for next year.
Okay, I just didn't want to do it too early. And the other, I have a question about my poinsettia, which I put in the, I've been putting in the closet, and it's starting to turn red. Just a few of the leaves, they're not totally red, they're just kind of pink in the middle. And I just wonder if I should keep putting them in the dark for the night.
No, once you start to see red on the tip of the plant, either on the stems of the leaves, it's a sign that the hormones have changed. Now, when I went to school, the professor said that the hormone that makes a plant bloom is called florigen. And when you have a plant that is a short day plant, it builds florigen as the days get short to make it bloom. And that's like a chrysanthemum, a poinsettia, a Christmas cactus, calanchoe. And long day plants, I like geraniums, petunias, marigolds, and things like that. But once the red appears, it's a signal that the florigen in the plant has now been adequately built by the plant, and there's no returning to green. So keep it warm, keep it in a full sun window, feed it every couple of weeks with the Neptune's Harvest Fish and Sea Fertilizer or the Espoma Grow Organic. And you'll see that that poinsettia will get brighter green in color, and the red or the pink or the white will grow in size every single day.
Oh, okay. I just wasn't sure if I should just keep doing it until a leaf turns totally red.
Yeah. No, you don't have to wait.
And then the Christmas cactus, you said you could do the same thing with Christmas cactus, so I haven't started doing that. Is it too late to...
Oh, no. No, you could have Christmas cactus bloom 2 to 3 times a year. Now, I have a sister-in-law, and her Christmas cactus is in full bloom right now, and for Thanksgiving, it was absolutely gorgeous. And when it gets done blooming, she'll feed it, and then she'll move it to a north bedroom that is like a spare bedroom. And she leaves it right near the window and the door closed, and that Christmas cactus will bloom again in late January and then again in March by giving it the short days but light during the day.
Okay, well, I will do that. And then the amaryllis I called you about before, and it still has one green leaf, so I haven't cut it off. It's in a paper bag.
Yep.
And a lot of the leaves turn yellow, but this one leaf is still green. Should I cut that off?
Everything else has been cut off, then you could remove that. And just keep it cool until after Christmas, and then you just bring it upstairs, put it in a good-sized pot, and keep it warm, and it will come in bloom for you during late January, early February, when you need a sign that spring is coming.
Okay, well, I had it at Christmas time last year, so I can't have it blooming at Christmas. It's too late.
If you want to bloom for Christmas, then you got to pot it up now.
Right now, yeah.
And you got to start feeding it and giving it plenty of heat and light, and it will bloom for Christmas.
Oh, good. And I just want to say we had your Christmas wreath last year with the cardinals.
Yes.
And also the Christmas table decoration, which was a centerpiece. It was lovely.
Thank you.
And you're going to do that again?
Yep, we've already started. My son Jason is, in fact, he's coming here today and is going to prep some of the centerpieces that are to go out early. And then he's going to work with me, and we're going to be shipping wreaths starting Monday.
Oh, okay.
And the wreaths are beautiful this year. Last year, with all of the heat, they dried out very quickly. I had a long talk with the woman who makes the wreaths for me, and I explained the situation, that it was dry, and she agreed with me. And then we had 3 weeks in a row that it rained. And she called me and she said, "Paul, we had 4 inches, 2 inches, and 2 inches of rain. What do you think?" And I said, "Go for it." And she started to pick on November 5th and started making the wreaths. And they are beautiful, dark, dark green, and I've been shaking them, and very little needle drop. So I'm really, really excited this year.
Oh, good. Well, we'll look for that then. Thank you.
I thank you, and you have a great holiday.
Oh, great holiday to you, too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, one thing, I had a man call me the other day, and he said, Paul, I want to send a bunch of wreaths out to my family, and I don't want to go on the internet and fill out a form each time. He said, can I send you the list with the name, the address, the city, the wreath that I want, and when I want it shipped? And I said, you can, but don't put your credit card information on it. Put your phone number. Email it to me, and then I'll call you. We'll check it all out and get the credit card information, and then we'll ship them out. So if you have a lot of them to do and you want to save some time, just send me an email. And the email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. And we'll talk and we'll get it all set up for you. Send them early. That way people can enjoy them. If you wait until a week before Christmas, they've lost 3 weeks in December where they can enjoy the fragrance, the wreath itself, the decorations, and the spirit behind the wreath. So ship early this year. They'll last. The weather's cold, a lot colder than last year, and they will last real well. Okay, Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Jean from Nassau, New Hampshire, and she has a question about her lilac bush.
Jean, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you. I'm so glad to talk to you. It's been a long time, but I have recently started getting your email, your newsletter, and I really enjoy it. Really enjoy it. I have a question about my lilac bush. It's this past spring, it did not bloom very much. It's a very different lilac bush in that the flower is like a lacy lilac. That's all, the only way I can think to describe it. But it did not bloom well. I have never cut it back.
Okay. How much sun is it getting?
Full sun all day. It's in the front of the house. I get sun out there all day.
Okay. Have you ever limed it or fertilized it?
I have fertilized it, yes.
Okay. How about lime?
No, I never tried lime on it.
Okay. Now, there's a couple ways that you can do it. Lilacs like a soil that's sweet. It doesn't like anything that's acid, like a rhododendron or an azalea. They prefer a soil that's on the acidic side, but a lilac is the opposite. So, now, do you have a fireplace or a wood stove?
No.
Okay, then what you do is you can go to your local garden center. You can buy a 5-pound bag of lime, and you just sprinkle around it. And that will help to neutralize the acidity. Or if you have a neighbor or a friend that has a wood stove, ask them if they can give you a bucket of wood ash. And you can take the wood ash and spread it around the lilacs, and that will help to neutralize the acidity even faster than limestone.
Okay, I can do that. I can get some from my daughter. Yeah.
Okay, now how big is your lilac? How tall and how wide?
That was my next question. It's gotten very tall. I want to say that it's probably 6 feet, 5 to 6 feet tall. I have never trimmed it back.
Okay.
And it's probably maybe 3 or 4 feet wide.
Okay. Well, lilacs can get up to 10, 12 feet. So okay. 6 foot is not tall unless it's in an area where you don't want it to be as tall as that.
Well, it's right next to the stairs. coming in the front of the house.
Okay. Now, as far as pruning it, the time to do the pruning would be after it finishes flowering.
Okay.
Because if you prune it now, you could be cutting off all the flower buds for the spring. So when it gets done blooming, then you can cut it back, and you can cut it back a foot, 18 inches, add some lime, and then get a product called Plant Tone.
I won't have that.
And sprinkle two or three handfuls around the base of the plant, scratch it in, and that will help to make flower buds for next year.
Now, is this in addition to the wood ash?
You use the wood ash spring and fall to keep the soil sweet so that the plant can better utilize the fertilizer that you're putting down, and it will help it to bloom.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic, safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer, Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Come to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Barry from Portland, Maine, and he has a question about his hydrangeas.
Very good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Haven't heard from you for a long time.
I've been so crazy busy, I know. I have an issue with the hydrangea that I bought at one of our wonderful nurseries here that had no tag. No one knew what it was. And it was about 2.5 to 3 feet tall at the time, with no buds, no flowers, whatever. So I sort of drowned it a bit with Neptune, and not and it's blue, okay? But it's not, you know, the end of summer or whatever. It's just blue. So I... And they're not a big ball. They're kind of like a tennis ball.
Okay, so they're a smaller.
Yes. So I wanted to know, this week I'm going to spray out there. And I wanted to know if I should cut those flowers off or leave.
Okay. On your ball-shaped hydrangea, and this is no matter where you live, either Maine or Massachusetts or Pennsylvania, it doesn't matter. You should always remove the flower. So just below the bloom, cut it off. Don't cut the stem back or the plant, but just cut off the flower. And the reason is, if we get a heavy, wet snow, the ball will attract the snow. It'll get heavy. It'll bend and it'll break the stem. So by cutting off the bloom, the snow will filter between the branches and you won't have any broken branches from your hydrangea during the winter months. And the pruning should be done after it begins to break the buds and the plant wakes up and comes out of dormancy.
Okay.
And to get the balls bigger, feed it. And Dr. Earth has a nice flowering shrub fertilizer, all organic. Espoma has a product called Plant Tone that you can use on it that will help to encourage the size of the plant and also the size of the blossoms. And you would apply that during late April, early May, whenever spring arrives this year.
Okay. All right. I thank you so very much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful Christmas season.
I will. You as well, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you. If we can help you, we do have open lines. The number is 855-660-4261. And coming up, right after your local news, weather, and sports, we're going to be talking with Organic Control. And this is an old way, but a new way to control insects in your garden and even in your greenhouses with predatory insects that eat one another, and that way you don't have to use any pesticides. So if you've got a greenhouse and you're raising food and you want to keep it organic and you don't want to spray, tune in, because we have Steve joining us this morning from Organic Control, and we'll also learn about the mason bees that you can purchase now and get it set up, and then in the spring they'll send you the larva of these mason bees in 35 tubes, and it'll be 6 bees per tube. And what's nice about the mason bees, one mason bee, which is our native bee, will pollinate 120 more than your regular honeybee. So it's a lot more active in your garden. So that's all coming up after the news.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.